This is Morning Edition. People seeking health care in rural Warren County have waited a long time for good news. Recently, residents who live in the county on the Virginia border had cause for celebration. A community health clinic that shut down several years ago has reopened. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonita Inge has the story.
Red, white, and purple balloons adorn the parking lot outside the Hope Regional Medical Clinic in Warrington. People enjoyed the music and the food. But I think most of all, the community enjoyed seeing Dr. Demora Russell.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, sweetie, congratulations.
Thank you.
Russell has been developing plans to open a clinic in Warren County for about 5 years. That's around the same time the Warren Community Clinic shut down.
It's a hard place to be. It's sad whenever any healthcare facility that's providing to the underserved closes, because that subset, that population, are the ones that don't have the resources to go and pay for services.
But 39-year-old Russell is ready to pick up where others left off.
What's the key to, you think, success for you being able to stay open and thrive here?
I think that we just have to have the community support. I think there are plenty of people that need primary care services here, so I think that having a community to come out and support us is going to be the key.
And the community came out for Russell, including Stacy Woodhouse, director of Warren County's Economic Development Corporation. Woodhouse confirms Russell pays $1 a year to lease the building on West Ridgeway Street, across from the county health department.
It's always hard for a rural community to attract talent, especially with doctors.
So Woodhouse said whatever Russell needed, they worked to get it for her. You see, Russell will be the first full-time primary care doctor to set up shop in Warren County in many years.
Have a doctor that was born and raised here and then comes back to her community, so she knows her community and people know her and trust her, and there's that relationship there already built in. It's like a dream come true. It's awesome.
Retired OBGYN Cosmos George is also pleased with the opening. He used to sit on the board of the former community health clinic.
I'm happy that there is another medical facility here so that the people in the county could be served and they could get some medical attention. Even happier because this is a young doctor from Warren County who I saw grow up.
With the opening of the Hope Medical Clinic, there are now 3 primary care doctors in the entire county. All are of African or African American descent, serving a mostly low-income population. Doctors James Kinney and Francis Anaquincy operate Beckford Medical Center, with offices in Warren, Vance, and Franklin counties. Hazel Scott Boyd lives in Warrington, but traveled to Henderson to see Dr. Russell.
So, were you going to Vance County to see her? Or?
Yes, till she left. So I'm excited that she is back in Warren County, so I don't have to travel.
Russell's new clinic is for profit. It's not a free clinic or a community clinic like the one that closed. Grants and donations dried up, and North Carolina has not expanded Medicaid to cover many in need. Meanwhile, there are already plans to open another Hope Clinic in Soul City. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.